Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27 today, verses 7 and 8. Proverbs 27, verses 7 and 8. It says, "One who is full loathes honey, but to one who is hungry, everything bitter is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home." Since we're going to get our challenge today from just these two verses, let me just read them to you again so that we can get our scriptural foundation for where we're going to go today. It says, "One who is full loathes honey, but to one who is hungry, everything bitter is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home." What I want to tell you today is that our desires control how we live and how we view life. If our desires or our passions get out of whack, our lives will be messed up. You see, our desire should be for God and His righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. Listen to what Jesus says. He says in verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God, who so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." What I want you to understand is that the scripture is showing us here that we're not to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to get. We should trust the Lord and seek his righteousness, and he knows all the things we need, and he'll take care of us. But when we actually want more and more and more of things, and our passions and our desires get out of control, it actually makes us, well, we don't appreciate the good things that we have. Like it says here, "One who is full loathes honey, but one who is hungry, everything bitter is sweet." You know that the Bible actually tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, that we're to be content. Hebrews chapter 13, listen to verses 5 and 6. It says, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For God has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we can confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" You see, the passage here is showing us that a bird that strays from its nest is like a man who strays from its home, from his home. When your passions and your desires get out of control, you want more, you think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, and it all of a sudden makes life unenjoyable because you're so busy searching for something that's going to bring you satisfaction, when the Bible says all of our satisfaction should come from our relationship with God and seeking his righteousness, and not only being united with him through faith, but letting him be the Lord of our lives and let him control our hearts and our desires. Our desires for him, he'll give us every good thing. If we please the Lord and our desires to please the Lord, he wants to give us the desires of our heart. The Bible says that if we're content with him, he knows everything we need and he meets those needs. Unfortunately, there are preachers out there today that are teaching that a relationship with God will make you rich and healthy and never sick and a millionaire. But the Bible in 1 Timothy 6, listen to what it says in verses 6 through 10. It says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Folks, today's challenge is very simple. If you allow your passions and your desires to get out of control, you will get to a point where you won't even appreciate the good things. But if you'll be content with what you have, God will bless you with everything that he wants for you, and you'll find that that's just right and just enough. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.